The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 1, Episode 13 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And as I said, this is episode 13. We're doing 14 episodes for the first season, so we got one to go after this. And I was a little nervous that once we hit December, JB was going to decide to flip programming over to some holiday music. But the Sports Radio PD decided to keep us going, and good thing, because we have a lot of great info in here this week. That includes writing news, podcast info, some TV news, new hosts, and of course, plenty more. But as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes, so let's go. Where to begin? Because we have a very mixed bag of notes this week, but I'll start with some interesting and unfortunate news from Kentucky Sports Radio. One of their podcasts, the A-Block podcast, which only joined the KSR network in October, has ended after just 2 months. And hosted by three friends and TV personalities, Haley Harmon, Claire Crouch, and Jacqueline Nye, the podcast announced that Claire and Jacqueline's employers were not comfortable with them continuing on the show. Their employer is WLEX 18, owned by EW Scripps. And it's the same network that KSR's Matt Jones used to host the TV show Hey Kentucky on until they let him go in August because of the book he's writing, Mitch Please, How Mitch McConnell Sold Out Kentucky and America Too. So I'll let you kind of connect the dots, but just to recap, LEX gets rid of KSR's Matt Jones because of a book about U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell. KSR then adds the A-Block podcast a little while later, featuring LEX personalities. The podcast reports that LEX does not want their personalities affiliated with that KSR podcast. Separately, Jones announced Freddie Maggard is returning to Kentucky Sports Radio. The former quarterback of UK left his role with KSR last year for a role with Kentucky, helping prepare players for interviews and job placement after college, so assisting with their post-playing transition, a cool initiative. But last week, Matt Jones announced that Maggard is returning to KSR as a regular writer and podcaster. Congratulations to Tim Brando, Louisiana native and national sportscaster of more than four decades, has been selected to receive the inaugural Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame Ambassador Award, and he's going to be part of the Hall's 2020 class of inductees next June. Brando began as a DJ in Louisiana in the 1970s. You've heard him on the Tim Brando Show. You've seen him as a play-by-play voice and analyst with CBS Sports, ESPN, SiriusXM, currently with Fox Sports, covering mostly college basketball and football. Congratulations to Brando on the cool honor. The radio audience in Canyonville, Oregon have a new FM sports station to listen to. According to the Roseburg News Review, Brook Communications bought KWRZ 92.3 from the University of Oregon and began simulcasting their sports station, KSKR 1490 AM The Score, on the new FM signal. It's a CBS sports radio station that also airs the Dan Patrick Show and some local programming. Next, I want to offer our condolences to friends, family, and colleagues of Cindy Katz. She was the senior director of talent at Fox Sports Radio, and prior to that, she spent over a decade as a sports talent producer with ESPN, the Miami Heat, Baltimore Orioles, and Game Changers. I saw Fox Sports Radio's Doug Gottlieb share a note about Cindy on Twitter, calling her tenacious, invested, indefatigable. She worked to make every show better. Cindy passed away on Monday, December 2nd, from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at the age of 59. On a lighter note for Fox Sports Radio, there were a lot of articles written about Doug Gottlieb's take that the 49ers tight end George Kittle is not a good blocking tight end last week. And similarly to the Stephen A. Smith take last year that Dwayne Haskins is too much of a running quarterback, people hear that misinformation and they jump and they run at the opportunity to prove others wrong. But credit Gottlieb for not doubling down. He did some new research, he talked with some new people, and realized Kittle is a good blocking tight end. There were not nearly as many stories written about Gottlieb admitting the blunder, so I just wanted to note that, because I find when people admit they make a mistake, admit that they were wrong about something, it shows they're okay continuing to learn, but it makes them more relatable as a show host. So good job out of Doug on that. Chris Carlin shared some news last week while joining the Michael Kay Show on ESPN New York. In addition to his sports talk talents, Carlin, of course, has been the longtime voice of Rutgers football.
From under center, takes the snap, drops back. Yeah! He is sacked!
Yes!
And the Scarlet Knights win it! They're NFL history.
Unfortunately, Rutgers has not offered the opportunity for that type of excitement in recent years, but in a few weeks, Colin will call the 10th annual Pinstripe Bowl on ESPN Radio December 27th. The broadcast will air nationally as the game Rutgers previously played in obviously won't be there this year. Previous play-by-play announcers for the game include ESPN's Kevin Winter and Ryan Luca. Congratulations to Andy Humphrey, who announced he's joining KTGR Sports in Columbia, Missouri this week after more than 2 years with MyMoInfo as the sports director of KREI and KTJJ in Farmington, Missouri. But now he's going to co-host KTGR's afternoon show with Matt Michaels weekdays from 4 to 6, as well as hosting the SportsWire Saturdays from 8 to 10 a.m. on the station. Longtime Mississippi sportscaster Jim Holder departed WTVA after more than 11 years with the network at the end of November. Holder said he was informed by the network back in June that his contract would not be renewed, which gave him time to look for his next opportunity. And last week, he began his new job with Ole Miss, producing all of their SEC network broadcasts. Congratulations to Brad Evans on a great run at Yahoo Sports. After more than 13 years, the fantasy sports columnist and on-air personality shared that his time with the company is coming to an end at the end of this month, but an expert analyst who's been featured on not only Yahoo Sports, but other platforms such as Fox Sports, Comcast Sports, Yes Network. Evans offered fantasy and betting insight, bracket analysis. He didn't know what's next for him once his 13-year tenure with Yahoo Sports officially ends, but will certainly be on the lookout for a future announcement. Gary Myers, longtime sports writer and NFL columnist, most notably from the New York Daily News, author of the New York Times bestseller Brady vs. Manning, The Untold Story of the Rivalry That Transformed the NFL, also recently released How About Them Cowboys, but now Myers has taken his talents to Sports Illustrated with SI. Myers said he's going to oversee the development of the platform's NFL team sites and improve the overall quality and depth of its coverage. Myers will still write books, but is excited about his new opportunity to manage. Earlier this year, we mentioned the New York Post rolling out its fleet of weekly sports podcasts. The Giants, Jets, and Knicks each have one. They're great listen with prominent hosts and guests. And last week, they debuted another one for the New York Rangers, hosted by Ron Duguay, the former hockey player, coach, and analyst with MSG Networks. The often unfiltered and flamboyant personality has some unique stories and takes for the new podcast titled Up in the Blue Seats. Abby Treese, graphic designer for NBA TV and the NBA on TNT, and now she's leaving Atlanta for the West Coast. Treese accepted a job as the senior director with Fox Sports in Los Angeles. She starts in a couple of weeks, and she's going to be tasked with rebranding the social channel for NFL on Fox, MLB on Fox, Fox Soccer, and more. So stay tuned for some new looks for those platforms. Tom Sable announced last Friday was his final sportscast on ABC Action News in Tampa Bay. He leaves the network after more than 6 years there covering the Bucks, Rays, and Lightning. Sable is leaving the city and couldn't yet reveal where he's headed, but should be able to announce that in the near future. Taylor Travis announced he's joining Fox Sports Spartanburg, 98.3 FM and 1400 AM, as an on-air contributor and play-by-play announcer for Presbyterian College in Clinton, South Carolina. And our closer. Last week was reported the New York Yankees are in talks with Amazon to become the first MLB team to stream games directly to in-market viewers that don't have a cable subscription. This is likely going to be the first of multiple similar partnerships throughout baseball. We wrote about it a couple of weeks ago on BSM that baseball recently unanimously voted to be able to negotiate their own streaming deals within their own TV markets. In-market digital rights for MLB teams previously were controlled by TV networks, which led to local streaming blackouts for many cord cutters, even if they had the MLB.TV or at-bat subscription. The agreement does not necessarily mean every single team is going to strike a streaming deal immediately. It also doesn't even guarantee that streaming packages will include every game, but it's certainly a big step for consumers looking to bypass cable. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to episode 13 of Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. We got one more to go, so make sure you stay tuned next week. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contes. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.